If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Point of View,
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
All right, so on the 14th of April marked the 10th anniversary of the Boko Haram girls kidnapped in Nigeria, 276 schoolgirls. If you remember that, it sparked that Bring Back Our Girls campaign, as you remember. Well, Nigeria was commemorating 10 years, but it hasn't been all that smooth because many other girls have since been kidnapped since then. Some found their way back home, and they are integrated. Back into society has not been very easy. Collins Atuyenge is a journalist in Nigeria at Channel Africa News. Thank you very much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you. And how are you?
I'm well. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. We just wanted to reflect. 10 years later, some girls managed to escape from the forest and get back to their families. But we are hearing it hasn't been very smooth for some of the girls.
Well, that is true because some of them got out of captivity with children. You have to take care of your child and then go to school and, you know, trying to catch up on lost time. So you can expect that it's going to be a bit difficult. And then again, the family background matters. Some of them are actually from poor homes, and then parents trying to make ends meet in the midst of looking after students, and then taking care of children from, we won't call it wedlock, but forced attachment to terrorists. Mm. And that alone is a stigma that can cause some disruption of life. Mm. So it's not been easy for them, we can tell you, because there are some, about 90 or so, still remaining in captivity. Yes. Who have not been recovered.
Over and above the about 90 that you're referring to who still remain in captivity, Boko Haram continues to kidnap some girls. Let's talk a little bit about how the Nigerian government is managing what continues to be the kidnapping of girls at schools by Boko Haram.
Sometimes it's difficult to actually blame government because, as so many other people noted, that the issue of insurgency, which has in it this kidnapping thing. Some people think it has to do with some people trying to play with the life of others for financial gains and so on. Otherwise, the government itself has actually been making efforts all the time, trying to make sure that kidnapping of not just girls, mm-hmm. women, mm-hmm. and children of questionable age. I mean, how would somebody who have a good heart kidnap a 5-year-old or an 8-year-old baby? But they just take them away. So government has increased budgets for defense, has tried as much as possible to get security forces stimulated through the provision of, apart from amenities and weapons and other resources, promise which they're trying to keep, which include making sure that their families are taken care of. But in the midst of that, you still find some fifth columnists within the system that help to breach government's effort, and that has not been easy at all. But then on a general note, government is making effort, paying school fees for quite a number of them who want to, if not all, who want to continue their education up to tertiary level.
And so these reports that come through about a very demoralized army and lack of resources and so on, you would think it's really not widespread. Are you saying in reality it's not as bad as that?
There must be a level of demoralization, and that I can mm-hmm. tell you. Because if you look around and you find a situation where from within the army, or you find those who would take government ammunition and sell or take to mm-hmm. the people they are expected to drive out. And then you find a situation where the army is expected to visit some communities where there's been reports of the presence of insurgents and terrorists. And while they are on the way going, they are still going. They're not quite close even to the place. The terrorists are the first to ambush and attack them. You know, that's enough to demoralize people. But then there is the call constantly for governments to make arrangements to make sure that you don't just leave soldiers in the bush. It is true they are soldiers. They are meant to fight war. But then you don't just leave them uncatered for. I mean, when they are in communities where water is a reality, you will expect them to be demoralized. And then some who have not seen their families for maybe 3 months or thereabouts, you will expect them to feel depressed. So these are normal war situations or, you know, security sensitization systems where the army plays a major role now in a situation where the police should have been most pronounced and working. That is why it's being a bit difficult. It is true there is a level of frustration and demoralization, but then what can one do but stick with the purpose of being in the force?
I appreciate your time there. Collins Atuegbe is a broadcasting journalist correspondent for Channel Africa News, and he's coming to us live from Nigeria.
Kaya Talk.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.